A small update on Starships. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of February 19, 2025. Sometimes I find myself avoiding this kind of subject, as I may think it is not interesting for most of my viewers, but perhaps I am wrong. Anyhow, I need to give a situational context so the next videos will make more sense, or will be easier to understand, especially the space news ones. This video intends to provide the whereabouts of each ship at the time I write these words, as well as the activities and status of each crew whenever it is possible to share such data without compromising ongoing operations. There are currently 7 Tejetan starships in Earth's orbit, all of them working in close cooperation with one another. First, I must mention the 2 Sardiklea-class heavy cruisers, Big E and Sardiklea, which are updated spin-offs of the first production batch of Talika-class starships. Most of the people you already know and since years ago are on the Sardiklea, where Eridania Yelena is still its captain, and Nyshera, former Queen Alanim's sister, is the ranking officer. It is from this ship that its well-known crew descends to Earth for supplies and to solve any problem that may arise. They do intervene in small operations in favor of starseeds and the general population whenever possible, yet I cannot provide any more detailed information at this time. Sardiklea's step-down crew is still the same one as before, where DK, Nyshera, Cassia, Aelir and Salafile are the main ones who interact with humans while getting supplies, yet because of the recent events I've explained in detail in my space news videos, they are going down to the surface of Earth heavily guarded by highly trained Tejetan military forces provided by Grade 5 Captain Goriel of the starship Alcyone. After being extracted with a classic dust-off operation, Sardiklea's step-down crew arrives on their ship and then sends me my needed food supplies and whatever I asked for from Earth, using a small shuttle as I am on another starship as I will describe further on. As most of you know, I still depend on Earth for most of my food as I grew up there, and this is the case as well for most of the crew of the Sardiklea as well. This answers a repetitive question found on social media: why do extraterrestrials need money? Well, this specific group still depend on Earth and what it provides, because we once lived there, so we have special needs, and you cannot do anything on Earth without money. The crew of the Sardiklea is now almost fully recovered from the disastrous series of illnesses that hit us all during last year's ending months. However, DK, who is the one that was the sickest there and almost died, is still weak and with a few related health issues, and as with myself, as I was also very sick, we were told that we would take a few more months to be back to our usual full strength. Moving on to the next ship, I am still on the Sardiklea-class starship Big E, the second one built, and with a full military crew. I have new friends here, like Captain Maxel and his wife, Dr. Carez, as well as Dr. Zari, who moved here with me from the starship Alcyone where they were initially, and a few other people mostly from the ship's CIC intelligence deck, like a Temerian girl called Kira, who is helping me out recollecting needed information about anything relevant going on around Tejeta, and on Earth as well. About the name of my ship, Big E, that is the name I use for it in public, but it is not its real name. The problem is that I named it after a popular science fiction starship, simply because I liked that series and movies when I was on Earth, and I liked the idea of naming a ship after it, as a tribute to that series and the vast influence it has had over humanity. It opened people's minds about the possibility of humankind dwelling among the stars. As most of you know, I grew up on Earth until I was 13 years old, so yes, I do not deny having a strong human influence. Why did I name my ship after that science fiction one? Because I can. I am the Tejetan Queen and I liked that name. I thought it would be really cool, but I did so without giving much thought about the credibility consequences that may have on my YouTube channel and its messages. This is even though my closest counselors insist that you people, my public, wouldn't mind the name of my ship at all, once you know why I named it that way, even though it physically does not look anything similar to the one of science fiction. I cannot undo what I have done, because its name is already set and it is official, and it is said to be bad luck to rename a ship, so I am stuck with it. Besides, it is nice, and I like it. I've said enough already, and no, I will not mention that name directly yet, but you are smart people. Anyhow, I named this ship and I live in it now as it is new and very capable. Moving on. Also, here we have the two large Alcyone-class starships, Alcyone herself with Captain Goriel at the helm, and the newer Asterope, with Captain Thales commanding it. They are both classified as dreadnoughts as they are dedicated warships, and they are classified as two of the most powerful ships of Teyjita. These two ships provide most of the protection for the fleet here, both in space and elsewhere, as it is also equipped with fighter ships inside, and with very capable military commandos, ready to assist whenever and wherever they are needed. Then, also present here are two small destroyers, Hyades and Syndriel, of the same class and who provide direct escort for starships Sardiclea and Big E. Syndriel replaced the aging starship Vigilant Eagle at the end of last year, passing its crew directly to her. Vigilant Eagle is beyond repair and has now been sent to the scrapyard. This is sad because it was a beautiful ship, but she reached the end of her service life. Finally, also here in Earth's orbit, we have the large maintenance starship Saskawan, which is not military, it has a civilian crew, and it is tasked to provide a maintenance platform to keep all the other starships in working order, despite being in deep space and far away from home. A few years ago, Saskawan was the main supply ship for the starship Talika, when she was the only one here. Today, her sister ship, Saskech-2, is the one who provides the fleet with all the supplies from Teyjita, and she comes around once a week. Moving to Tema, in Teyjita, since I was appointed the Tejetan Queen, I have increased the size and capacity of the shipyards to impulse the construction of new starships, mostly because Teyjita's military fleet was aging. Right now, Tejetan shipyards, which are located just south of Talika City, are busy building two new Talika II-class heavy cruiser starships, which will be used for deep space exploration. They are also building the first new dreadnought starship class in a long time, the Aldebaran, which is close to completion, and will be by far the most powerful Tejetan starship ever. Also in construction, there are two more Hyades-class destroyers, which will be tasked with escorting other ships, and also for regional defense. And also, for new transport large crafts, to speed up the civilian movements between all the Tejetan planets. The construction of Susie 6th generation fighter starships has also increased as there has been a dramatic increase in the Tejetan population's interest in joining defense squadrons since the last dramatic events against Teyjita and all M45 Pleiades, which recently happened. A word about the starship Talika. It is being repaired in Tema and will soon fly again, and it most probably will be tasked to serve in Earth's orbit again. Her hull is sound and she is receiving a complete interior overhaul, including wiring and tubing among other things. Its electronics are being upgraded to Talika II standards, like the one found on the Sardiclea or the Big E, and all its engines are being replaced with new ones. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.